Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday night, the West Texas Pitmaster Barbecue Show on Barbecue Superstars. We had a good weekend this weekend, a little competition, and had some pretty good calls. Trying to get ready to go to the Royal this next weekend, so it's going to be kind of a busy week, short week for us. We'll probably leave Thursday evening and get up there and do some cooking up there. So, it's just going to be a busy week, and looking forward to everybody calling in tonight. Have a good night. We've got supposed to have Zach call in with Pitmaster Depot. He has some news that he's wanting to share with us. And then also we're going to have Fruit of Woods in tonight. We're going to talk about some wood and smoke and all that in here. So I guess we'll go ahead and get it started. It looks like we've probably got Fruit in and we got someone else in here. Let me cue everybody in here real quick. And we'll get it started. Hold on just a minute. 903-720-8855. You're live. Who do we have?
Hey, it's Force. I didn't know I was in the queue.
All right. I'll just hang out and listen. And I'm going to queue in. I think Fruit of Wood is here. And I hadn't heard from Zach yet. He may be running a little bit behind being Sunday night. So let me get these other guys in. Hang on, hang out, Force.
I ain't going over.
970-778-6184, you're live. Who do we have? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're live.
Apparently he's not.
There he is. Are you there?
This is Fruit of Wood.
Yes, sir. That's what I thought this was. I thought I recognized that 970 being Colorado. How are you tonight?
Yes, it is. Oh, we're doing great. How about you, Lance?
Oh, we're good. We're good. And so seen y'all in a while. I guess we last time we seen you guys was up in Vegas this year, so it's been a while. And I know I kind of put you on the spot at the last minute, but some of the stuff that we had going kind of fell through this tonight. And so I thought when you when I seen you on there, Mega, I thought I'd just holler at you and see if you want to get on. We talk a little smoke, a little wood, and I would imagine, I guess you'll be at the Royal this coming week, won't you?
Well, we were planning on going, but we were out of Peachwood for about 6 or 8 weeks, and we've had a tremendous amount of back orders that we have to fulfill, and I think that taking care of our customers is a little bit more important than going out and rubbing elbows with the good folks out there at the Royal. But we are going to miss it this year, unfortunately. But we wish everybody out there, good luck. And we know there's some Colorado teams that are going out there as well. But we're not just here about the Colorado teams. We're here about everybody in the country is going out and having a great time and enjoying and getting some good queue taken care of.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, yes, I understand how that is. I mean, you got to take care of your customers. They're the one kind of takes you to the prom there. So I understand that 100%. That's the big thing. I know you've had a lot going on with this Peachwood, and y'all had some testing and looking at the sugar contents and stuff like that. And always find that stuff interesting, and always watch your posts and stuff, and kind of listen in on that stuff. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that process and how the wood becomes acceptable for I guess your quality assurance end of it, that you purchase it, I believe, and then sell it to everybody else.
Well, we strive on trying to provide the best quality wood out there, and peach is one of the woods that has some unique characteristics of it. And the unique characteristic of it is that it has to be fresh cut wood, okay? It can't be something that's been sitting around for a year or two dried out, because all it's going to do is give you a smoky flavor. And here in western Colorado, we're on what we call the high desert, and we're sitting at about 4,500 feet in elevation. We have some pretty warm days and cool nights. And those cool nights are what actually forces sugars up into the wood, which actually helps ripen the fruit. And a lot of that sugar remains inside the wood after the harvest. And unlike some of the other areas where you have some like real warm days and then it doesn't really cool off at night, but it might be really humid, it doesn't allow the sugars to force up into the fruits and into the trees and ripen. And luckily, we've had a great late summer this year, where we've had some really cool temperatures with the force of the sugars up there. And what we do is we take samples of the wood that we're provided with from some of the growers, and we take them to the ag extensions. And what they do is they do tests on us to find out what the sugar residual is in it. And we look for sugar residual as well as a moisture content, and we look at the ratios between those two, and we try to keep the ratios within a certain specs. And if they're within that certain specs, you're going to get a great flavor, because the sugars are actually what's going to give you the great flavor on there. Once those sugars start burning up and penetrating the meats and caramelizing the meat on there, it gives you just outstanding flavor. And to be honest with you, 20% of the wood that we ship out, of the peach wood that we ship out, is actually shipped into Georgia. And, that ought to tell you something. Georgia being the peach state, I'm not putting down the great state of Georgia or anything like that, but teams in Georgia have realized that the sugar content is higher here than what they get out of there because of their climates and everything like that. And, like I said, Georgia has a great peach products. They've got great teams there and everything like that. But, teams from there are coming to us. And with 20% of our product going to Georgia, that ought to tell you something about the products that we sell. And, it's just great to be able to provide the whole country with a great product like the peach wood.
Well, absolutely. Now, I've picked with some of your apple wood, and it is a great product. It is a great product. And, it's kind of funny, I kind of relate that to is I had some friends that were very much into wine. And They get into some of these dessert wines and stuff, and that's kind of the same thing too. That you know, some of the actual vineyards and stuff that actually do that end of it, they actually, you know, wait for like a light breeze and frost, because the sugar's really concentrating some of the grapes and stuff, and they get so much more flavor into those into the fruit and stuff. And you know, it makes an extreme difference. I've had some of that like that, and I mean, you know, it's just something that you can taste, and you can see how much more you know, the difference in the sugars and stuff is. And you know, and so I seen you posted some of that stuff that day. I thought, you know, that was the closest that I'd ever come to, you know, actually ever, you know, tasting something like that, or, you know, seeing the difference in something like that, what that cold weather actually does, you know, to the fruits and stuff like that. So, and I, you know, like I said, I know there's a lot of science and stuff behind it, and it takes a lot of work. Do you actually do the testing, or do you have to send it out?
We sent it out to the college here, or to the university here, and basically there's, without getting into too much of, to give away too much of our, what do you want? Well, of our secrets, our trade secrets, okay? We do send out certain samples from different, a certain number of samples from the orchards to the local university co-op agri extensions, and they have a way of going through and processing the wood and taking and finding out how much sugar content is in that wood. Now, it's, you know, it is costly, but we believe we get that back in return from our customers, realizing that, hey, you know, I can buy this wood from, whether it's California, Texas, Georgia, or whatever, I can buy that, you know, that wood, but I know that I'm going to get guaranteed that the wood that I get out of from Fruta is going to be a heck of a lot better from them because of the tests that they do. Okay, and that's one thing that, you know, we've pride in. And, you know, like I said, this year we are almost 8 weeks we were out of peach wood. And it's not that we didn't have any available, because we had probably 6 or 8 cores of wood sitting here. But the sugar residual and the moisture content ratios were just not within the criteria that we found works best for our customers. So we decided to take it off. And now, peach being our number one seller, sure, it hurts us in the pocketbook. But our customers are the ones that mean more to us than the dollar, and without them, we wouldn't be here. I mean, I've got to send out kudos to, you know, teams like Rooftop and Backdraft, Rescue Smokers, individual kudos to, you know, guys like Johnny Triggs and Robbie Royal of Rescue Smokers. I mean, teams like that to believe that used our products, you know, over the years and had great success with them. They're the ones that made us, you know, who we are today. And without the without the competition barbecue and backing from, you know, competition teams, you know, we wouldn't be here. And we, you know, they spend thousands of dollars on their smokers and on their meats and on travel and on gas and their entry fees and everything. We don't think they should, you know, they should lack on the quality of wood that they get. You get a good quality wood, you're going to continue to be successful in the competition field.
Absolutely. No, you're exactly right about that. And you're right. I mean, you know, we do. We spend, you know, tons and tons of money into doing this stuff. And it is. I mean, I just would say, I mean, if you have bad wood, then, I mean, you still, at the end of the day, we put out bad products too. And you know, that costs a lot on that end of it. And no, absolutely. What is your most popular? You said peach, I guess. Actually, your most popular wood that you sell.
Yeah, peach is our number one seller. Our top five are actually, and this is in the chronological order. It's a peach, apple, hickory, pecan, and cherry. Those are our top five, okay? Now, we've got 20 different varieties altogether. We've got more varieties of wood than anybody in the country. And we do this simply because of the fact that people ask for them, okay? And so when they ask for them, we keep track of what our customers are asking for. And, you know, when we get enough requests, then we start bringing in that wood, and same thing with the products, you know. And we're not only supplying wood now, but we're also supplying probably 10 or 15 of the top suppliers of rubs and sauces. I mean, we have stuff like Oak Ridge and Butchers and Cosmos, Dizzy Pig, Golden Toe, Backdraft, Daigles, Sweet Swine of Mine, Plowboys, Big Ron's. We carry all their products on our website as well, and as well, and with those products, we always offer free shipping. Okay, so with you know with getting 20 different varieties of wood, and the top you know 10 or 15 names in the industry that people have been successful with, we're trying to get out there and make sure that people can afford you know the products, and with offering free shipping. That allows them to, you know, put an extra couple of dollars in towards their meat. You know, maybe they can upgrade, you know, to a you know, higher quality meat, or, you know, they can afford to go through and do another competition because they saved money with us with the free shipping, okay? So, but, you know, we enjoy doing this, you know, and like I said, if it wasn't for the competition teams out there that, you know, have supported us, you know, we wouldn't be here, and that's why we believe in giving back to the, you know, barbecue community. I mean, we've supported 16 Kids Q competitions around the country this year, okay? And that's, you know, the Kids Q competitions are the future of the barbecue industry, okay, of the competition. So by going out and giving them, you know, shirts and hats and gift certificates Visa gift cards and stuff like that. That's you know trying to reassure that the competition industry, competition barbecue is going to be there in the future and getting the kids involved.
You're exactly right about that, and that was something else that I really wanted to touch on tonight with you because that's a very important thing to me. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and she does Kids Q. She'll be cooking for all this year. She's cooked you know Traders last year and stuff like that. For the IBCA championship. She'll be there this year cooking for it. And one thing that we've been pushing out here in West Texas, really big this year, and we've got a few contests now slated for it next year. We have probably 3 or 4 contests next year that will have kids cues. And I know that you were doing some stuff on that end of it, and that was something that The sponsoring stuff that you do for Kids Cube, like we're going to have one here in Plainview, Texas next year. And how would you go about or will you be doing this next year? Or how would we go about getting involved with you to do that?
Well, you know, the Kids Cube has been something that has been really, really fun to do. And we've attended a couple of events and just going out there and looking at the smiles on the kids' faces, the support that the parents are giving, the support that the promoters are giving, and the support that just the community is giving to these kids to give them something other than video games or something like that to get involved in, that's being outdoors, that's clean, healthy, fun, and it's good competition for them, has been fantastic. And we plan on continuing this next year, and we hope to be able to support more and maybe do as many as 32 to 40 next year. And
okay.
If you know if you have any competitions that are interested in doing it, send us an email. Send it to Bert, B-E-R-T, at frutawoodchunks.com. Send us a little information about your contest, when it is, the date and everything, and we'll do our best to try and get back with you and put you on our list of teams that are competitions that we plan on sponsoring. Okay, like I said, we want to do one every week. Okay, as you know, whenever we can, and we realize that in the months of October or November, December, January, February, we might not be able to. So you know, hopefully, we can double up sometime during the better months. You know, like May, June, and July, and double up on those and have a couple of going. You know, during the week, but. You know, getting the kids out there is what this is all about, and you know the barbecue community is just phenomenal. I mean, everybody seems to pat each other on the back, and you know, helping each other out. And You know, we appreciate what they've done, and by giving back to the or by doing this with the kids here, that's our way of giving back to the community and saying thank you. And you know, we love doing it. And like I said, the smiles on kids' faces are tenfold from what we give.
Oh no, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, I think you're absolutely right about that. That, you know, it's great to get kids involved in this kind of stuff because, just what you said, I mean, it's like hunting or anything else. You know, they are the future and all the stuff that we do. And, you know, the other thing about that is, I mean, you know, they learn valuable stuff. I mean, you know, they don't have to eat ramen noodles and macaroni the rest of their lives. I mean, they could actually cook, you know, something good. And,
absolutely.
You know, so there's lots of good life skills there that they learn. And, you know, I think that's a great thing.
The one thing I tell people is, you know, the barbecue competition hobby was one hobby that you don't have to worry about starving. Because, you know, it may be expensive, but you're not going to go hungry.
You always have something to eat.
No,
I mean, and you know, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, and just kind of what you went back, you know, like the video games and stuff like that, you know, anymore. I mean, that's all people do is, you know, kids and stuff. They don't know a lot of other stuff anymore. They don't, you know, they're not involved in a lot of those things. I mean, I grew up in FFA and 4-H and stuff like that. And, you know, so, you know, we always had lots of things to do, you know, whether it was, you know, animals or, you know, just whatever. I mean, there was always stuff to do. They're always involved in things, always kept you busy, and, you know, and they give you lots of skills and stuff like that, and, I mean, I've carried even a lot of those skills into competition barbecue. I mean, you know, we did meat judging and you know, lots of different things, and so, I mean, you learn lots of those deals, and, I mean, to get the youth involved in that stuff and let them be competitive and, you know, have a great time. Like I said, my daughter's 9 years old. She's been doing it. This is her second year. She's done probably about 4 or 5 contests now, and, I mean, she loves it. And that's what we were doing tonight. That's why I was kind of running behind on everything, because she was practicing cooking burgers for the contest at the Royal this weekend. and so we were kind of going through all that stuff again and kind of getting the game plan going and you know, it's great. I mean, it's always fun to see, you know, kids get involved in that kind of stuff. And I think it's great that you guys are helping make those dreams come true, too, on that end of it and, you know, supporting that stuff. Because, you know, that's one thing, you know, at a lot of these contests and stuff, it kind of got forgotten in a lot of ways that, you know, they don't think about. You know, they're very family-oriented contests, most of them. But a lot of times, you know, the kids are not involved in that degree, and I think that that is a huge thing. And like I said, I mean, we're going to try. I said I know of at least 3 right here in the Panhandle next year that will have kids' cues, and we're going to try to, you know, push more and more as we can, because, I mean, it, you know, it's just great. You know, that's why I told everybody, you know, we're in the Invitational, we're in the Open at the Royal, and but, you know, my big deal is that's great. But to see my daughter get to cook at the American Royal at 9 years old is probably the best memory I'll ever have on that end of it.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, yeah, you know, it's stuff like that. I mean, that's just freaking awesome. I don't care who you are. I mean, to be able to see, I mean, not just your kid, but to see kids that you've known or friends or whoever, and, you know, the family of the barbecue family, seeing some of these kids as you follow them to the different competitions that you go to, whether it's the Rocky Mountain Barbecue Association or it's the, you know, whatever association it is that you belong to, you constantly see the same faces over again, but you see the kids coming up, you know, from 7, 8, 9, 10 years old as they're going through the kids' queues, and they're progressing, and they're getting better and better, and then they get the draw, and they get to go to American Royal and stuff like that, and be able to compete in that, and you know that they're hooked, you know, hooked. They say, oh yeah, I'm getting into this, and it started when they were 7, 8 years old, and the parents, you know, just kind of like sitting back and basking in the glory of that. And that's something that the parents can be proud of, okay, that their kids are getting involved in this. So there's something that's a good, clean family entertainment, good competition. And, you know, I recently received a book from, I'm trying to think of his name now. Give me a second here. It was Bob Sammons, okay, from Oops, okay. He was part of the Rocky Mountain Barbecue Association, and it was all about barbecue etiquette and stuff like and things like that. And if anybody hasn't read the pamphlet of the book that he's got about the etiquette and the things he wish you should had done or had not done, and the wisdom about the being champion, stuff like that. It basically says how how people should react towards winning a competition, whether it's a grand championship or if it's just getting the call and stuff like that. And seeing these kids going up there, and I had the joy of the pride and I had the joy of introducing the champions at the Colorado Pork and Hops Challenge in Grand Junction, and seeing the 7 and 8 year olds just jump up when their name was called, and same thing with the older kids, hearing their names called when they was won their division championships. It was great to see that, but then they realized, hey, there's a little bit of etiquette here. I've got to just bask in the glory. I'll walk up, accept my prize, and I'll let everybody else do the clapping and appreciative of what I've done. And that's what it's about. The kids are already learning the etiquettes and stuff like that about barbecue competition and how to accept the championships when they get them, and how to accept it when they don't get the championships, and salute and appreciate and applaud those that do get the grand championships.
Right. Well, and that's right. I mean, just what you said, on the grand championship stuff, when I first started competing, when it gets the grand champion and reserve grand champion, I mean, you have a lot of teams that just get up and they just walk out. And, it took me a contest or two to figure out kind of what was going on there. And, that's why I always told my family and stuff, we'll sit here and we'll watch and we'll see who it is. And, well, you will cheer them on because, that was a great accomplishment that day. I mean, no matter what, I mean, they made it that day, and you want the same respect when you have your day, and
I think that's glory. Whether it's baseball, football, hockey, whatever, every team has its glory. I mean, there's going to be ups and downs. That's what makes it competitive. You know you're going to be there someday, somebody might have a run of 3 or 4 or 5 good competitions, and then they might drop down, okay? But the thing is that you salute them, you applaud them, and you pat them on the back, you congratulate them, because you want them to do the same thing to you when you're up there as well, okay? And, I've been to competitions where I've seen teams that, haven't won a grand championship or didn't get a call, and they've immediately got up and they turn around and they walked out, okay? And some of these teams I sponsored, and I just thought, wow, that's kind of like, poor sportsmanship. And, make the point to go up there and salute, the people and, clap, shake their hands or whatever, appreciate what they've done, because you're going to want the same thing in return, okay?
Well, that's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. I mean, that's just one of those things. And I mean, it is. It's good sportsmanship, and that's what we need to be passing on to kids stuff like that too, because we see how that stuff is. You see some of that, you see posts, and sometimes it gets way out of control on some of that, and you're not teaching kids good habits on that end of it, and so that's absolutely right. And if you're doing that, then, most likely your kids are going to do the same thing when they're competing or, with whatever they're doing. And,
And in the long run, barbecue world, barbecue family is awesome, And you look at places like Operation Barbecue Relief, okay, what they do around the country, okay, and it doesn't matter where it's at. It doesn't matter if it's, in Florida, if it's in New York, if it's in California, if it's in Washington, if it's in Colorado, whatever, they go and they create a team or a network of people to go out and they help these people, okay? And it's just awesome to sit there and see the family, the barbecue family going out and doing this and helping. And there, I mean, Operation Barbecue Relief has given a lot to the barbecue industry through what they've done, because people are seeing them on the media, they're seeing what they've done, and from the kindness of their hearts, they're grabbing people together, and they're donating their time, they're donating money, they're donating food, they're donating charcoal, they're donating wood, spices, smokers, anything they can to get up and help these people around the country that are stricken with, you know, some type of a natural disaster, okay? And, you know, I love watching on the news here locally. I mean, we sit there, we look at the floods that hit Colorado. We look at the fires that hit Colorado last year and everything. Look at more Oklahoma and see what they've done. And I look back there and I see how these people, they mobilize immediately. And that is what barbecue industry is all about, is getting out there and helping, you know, everybody, no matter, you know, if they're involved in the barbecue community or not. And that's what makes us proud to be associated with all that type of family. It's a great family to be associated with.
No, that is exactly right. You know, and I had Brian McLarty on last weekend, and, you know, we compete together, and great guy, does lots of stuff with OVRs, and, you know, just like Stan Hayes, Will Cleaver, all them guys. They're all great guys. And, you know, we try to support all that we can. And, you know, it's like this week, you know, they'll have their, they're going to have their class up there, Hog with a Heart. And, you know, that's going to be a huge deal. They're bringing in some people like Brad Orson, Mark Lambert, and them guys. They're going to teach whole hog. And I mean, it's awesome. And they do. They help out everybody. And like I said, you know, they were the only ones that I know of that, you know, did much, you know, going over even into Colorado. I mean, just like you said, I mean, I'm sure the Red Cross and stuff like that and that end up, but an organization like that that steps up and jumps in there. And I mean, you know, it's even like Roy Powell over there, you know, he lives over there with you guys. And, you know, he had to deal with his daughter with epilepsy. Yeah. And, you know, they stepped up and helped him, you know, do some stuff and got some meat and stuff donated for, you know, his fundraiser and stuff to help her get a dog. And they're just great people. And, I mean, of course, Roy's done a lot of stuff for them, too. And that's what it's all about, you know, us all helping each other out. And, you know, we're all going to have that time of need. And, you know, it's just... It's great to do that, and that is one thing I'm very proud of the barbecue community, is that we do things like that, and people support stuff, and, you know, you don't get that out of a lot of stuff, you know, I think that's great, and, you know, I don't know, it's a neat thing to see, and, you know, it's with lots of events, stuff like that. We do a lot of stuff for American Cancer Society and stuff around here. And, you know, we enjoy doing
right.
it. I mean, we enjoy to cook. And, I mean, you know, they give us the opportunity to come in. And, you know, say, you know, hey, you want to come in and cook a steak or something for us? Well, absolutely. No
right.
mind doing that at all. We'll come up, have a good time, support the cause, and, you know, do what we need to do. And, you know, it's just,
You've got other teams like, you know, like Cancer Sucks out of Chicago and stuff like that that do, you know, super, you know, raising money for research in cancer and stuff like that. You know, you've got, I mean, it's just all throughout the barbecue community that people are doing things that, you know, to help the outside world. And I think the more that we do, the more that they do, and the more the barbecue family does, the more respect you get and the more pride you can take with being associated with that. And I'm not just talking about being a wood supplier. I'm talking about the guys that cook every week, okay? I'm talking about, you know, teams that that go to different parts of the country that travel, teams that donate stuff, and and sometimes even you go to competitions where a certain amount of the entry fee is donated towards, you know, special causes. I mean, that's just great. I mean, and people see this, you know, and it's just, it's a sense of pride that everybody associated with the barbecue community should be proud of and should give themselves, a pat on the back for. Because it just allows the barbecue world, the barbecue competition to grow and be a positive factor within the community. And the more positive that we are, the more people we're going to get out to our competitions, and the more people we're going to get involved in it, and the more money we're going to raise for charities or whatever we need to, raise money for.
No, that's absolutely right. I mean, and that's the deal. We took that contest this weekend, and that's kind of, it was a fundraiser for a volunteer fire department here in Texas. And, them guys put in lots of hours, and, then you have, things, and tragedies and stuff that happened, like with West Texas this year, where they, they lost, 12, 13 of their own men, and they're volunteers. Mm-hmm. I mean, they risk their lives out there, for nothing really in return, but other than a little bit of gratitude and self-accomplishment and stuff on that. And, that takes a lot to do to go out there and put your life on the line or something
right.
like that. You really have to believe
in
that.
And I think that's where OBR hits some mark, is because they're going out there and they're feeding the first responders, okay? They're going out there and they're taking care of the people that are out there, and they're trying to help restore order. They're trying to help to get everybody back and functional and everything. And it's the first responders that are out there, whether it's police, the fire, the medical people, the hospitals, the police, whatever. They're out there feeding them to get them to keep them, make sure that they're nourished and they've got something in their stomachs to keep them going. Because I know I've had friends up here in northeastern Colorado during the floods. There were guys that were out there. They were volunteering. They were up for 36 hours straight, and they were just running off of adrenaline and just keeping going to help feed these guys. And the first responders are the ones that I think the OBR is really is targeting. Not only the people that are they're directly affected, but I think more such the first responders are the ones that do risk their lives, that are up there first and foremost in trying to restore order to the areas, whether it's West Texas, whether it's Colorado, whether it's Georgia, whether it's more Oklahoma or wherever it be. And I apologize for not mentioning Texas earlier. Just slipped my mind. But places like that where people have lost their lives. We need to go in there and make sure that, those people are all taken care of and all thought of later on.
No, and that's exactly right, and that's kind of, another one of those things kind of near and dear to my heart, because I was a volunteer fireman for many years, and, just what you said, you do live off adrenaline, and there's nothing else out there to describe that when that kicks in and when that happens. I mean, you can literally go days before you come off of that, and you get into the right conditions and stuff like that. And it's how we always describe it. I mean, it's one of those highs that it's hard to describe. I mean, it's one of those feelings that unless you've experienced it. It's hard to describe to somebody what that feeling's like, and to get into those situations like that. And, they do. I mean, them guys go and go and go and go. They're never good conditions. Even in Colorado, with all y'all's forests and stuff like that up there, which I love coming up there and fishing and stuff, but the terrain and everything else is so treacherous and hard to control. And I mean, you got people smoke jumpers and you know, guys like that are jumping out of planes down into a fire. I mean, you know, essentially. And, you know, you think, you know, people always talk about, you know, are you in your right mind if you jump out of a plane to begin with? But just think about that and jump it up into a forest fire to fight a fire. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It takes special people to do those kind of things. And, you know, things happen. I mean, you know, Arizona had that also this year. You know, they lost about a dozen smoke jumpers over there around Prescott, I believe. And,
yeah.
You know, it is. I mean, it's one of those deals. I mean, people don't realize. I mean, a lot of those guys pay the ultimate sacrifice for doing something that they believe in and take care of. I mean, you know, just that is. And, I mean, you know, like you said, I mean, OBR is great on that end of it. And I was going to bring up, too, that, you know, they've got the voting thing going on right now. Toms, and I was trying to look for the link here just a minute ago. The Toms 50 States giveaway, where I believe that they're donating $10,000 to each winner of each state. And OVR's in it for Missouri. And I believe right now they're leading it. They've been kind of going back and forth, first and second, I know, here a lot. And, you know, everybody needs to get out there and vote every day. Everybody's always posting
Absolutely.
The links and stuff on it. And instead of, you know, here how it is, you know, I see it, and I voted today. And now I'm looking for the link, and I can't find the link. I'm going back through Facebook, and I don't see it. So I'll try to get it posted up in the chat room. We also have a chat room going right now. You know, some of the people don't like to talk and stuff like that and come in, and so they'll get in the chat room, kind of sit over there, and they'll chat a little bit. And, in fact, we had a guy earlier wanting a link to y'all's, and so, you know, we'll post links and stuff like that in there. And, you know, do what we can to help. I mean, and that's it. You know, they're great causes, and everything that we can do for OBR, I think we need to, and I'm all for that. And I look forward to seeing standing all those guys up the Royal this week. And you know, I know that they're gonna have a really big deal with this whole hog cook. I think that's really wild. I really wanted to come up there and go to that, but you know, with a kid, you know, the kid in school, you know, mom said we couldn't miss you know, very much school. So, you know, the wings kind of got clipped a little bit there. I was like, okay, well, in matter of fact, you know, you're talking about the kids' kids thing, and this is kind of a funny story on that end of it. My daughter competed in the, you know, like I said, last year, the IBCA championship. They have a kids' queue there in Grand Prairie. And so, you know, this year we're going to the Royal, and, you know, we talked about the kids' queue, and, you know, she was pumped about that. And, you know, it really hadn't been a lot said about Traders Village this year because it's a week after the Royal. And so, I mean, essentially we would get in on Monday night from the Royal and then, you know, need to be up there Friday for Traders Village, and which is for
us, the problem of that?
Well, it's almost a 400-mile trip for us and each way. And so, you know, I kind of brought it up in the beginning. I said, well, you know, Traders the next week. And she's like, you know, we're not missing that much school. And I was like,
right.
Okay, well, I'm going to be careful about this because I don't get, you know, too far into this. And so I just got left alone. Well, Lexi was like, you mean we're not going to Traders? That's one of my contests. I cook there, and you're telling me I can't go?
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of left it alone. I thought, hell, you know, we're going to the Royal, you know. And so about a week or two, I guess about 2 weeks ago, I hadn't brought it up. I just kind of left it alone. Kept thinking in the back of the head that, you know, I might sneak off out there and do it and by myself. And I didn't know quite how I was going to do that without Lexi, but, you know. and they come home and they said, well, we need to tell you something. And I said, oh, what's that? She said, well, It just so happens that Lexi's out of school the Monday after Trader's Village. And I said, oh, really? She said, yes, we have Monday off. And she said, I don't know. She said, can we do it? And I said, well, I said, we can leave after work on Friday. I said, that way she wouldn't miss school. And I said, yeah. I said, we could do it. I said, it'd put us in there about midnight. The Invitational's on Saturday, and so, and her kids' queue's on Saturday, but Invitational is kind of a one-meet type deal, and, you know, it don't take a lot on that end of it. And I thought, well, yeah, we could probably do that. So I think we're gonna kind of pull that off maybe and
awesome.
Actually get to go. And
that kids can look back on later on in life and sit there and say, I can't believe we did that. You know, we missed school or something that, you know, you and your wife can look back on and sit there and say, you know what? We did this for the kids. We missed some days of work. We lost some hours of sleep or whatever. But, yeah, we did it for the kids. And now look where the kids are. And hopefully, you know, they've elevated. They've improved their quality of barbecue that they're competing, you know, later on. And maybe they'd be winning some grand championships when they're 18, 19 years old, you know. And sit there and said, you know what, we sacrificed some of our time, some of our sleep, some of our days, or, you know, a day here or there at school, you know, as long as the kids were making that back up, you know, somehow, you know, through their education, through homework or whatever. I mean, that's awesome, you know. But, you know, making memories is what it's all about, really.
Well, and that's right. And, I mean, you know, the thing about it is, and, you know, and this is something that, you know, I look back, you know, childhood and stuff like that, and, I mean, you can't get that back if you don't do it. And, you know, you'll look back, you know, it may be 10 years from now, but you'll look back at that time that you had, that you could have done that with them when they were those ages, and you'll regret it. And like I said, I mean, there's no, you know, there's no going back. And
it's more of saying, I'm glad I did instead I wish I would have.
Absolutely, you know, and that's happened to a lot of people. I mean, you know, the circumstances and stuff like that over the years. I mean, even me growing up, I mean, there were things that my parents wanted us to do, but, you know, it just, you know, it wasn't in the cards to do. And, you know, and then, you know, and that a lot of times goes to, you know, then they start having grandkids and stuff like that. And, you know, you see that, you know, how that changes a little bit with them. And, you know, the things that, you know, sometimes the grandkids get to do that you didn't do, you know, with your parents and stuff. And, you know, and that's kind of that, you know, that, you know, to make up. And because it is, it's, you know, and that's one of those things that, you know, I don't want to regret, you know, 5 years from now that we didn't do this kind of stuff. And we, you know, we didn't have that time together. And, you know, like I said, I just, it's kind of a crazy deal. And like I said, I mean, we're going to drive, I guess, about 700 miles to the Royal for us each way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get home on Monday, go to work and school Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, jump back in the truck and make another 800-mile trip. And, you know, but, you know, like I said, I mean, it's one of those deals that it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime deal. And, you know, we're going to do it. And
well, you know what? Windshield time can also be some good family time too. You know, it's all how you look at it, and you know, being able to, you know, spend time with the family while you're, you know, headed across, you know, the country, whether, you know, you get to see all these the flyover states. You know, as the song says, you know, by Jason Aldean, you know, you get to see all of that. You know, and It's just a remarkable, you know, to be able to spend the time, whether it's 800 miles or whether it's 100 miles that you're traveling. You know, I did it last year. You know, headed to Memphis in May. I left here at 4 o'clock Thursday morning, and I got there at, I believe it was, oh gosh, what was it? I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning. Saturday or was it Friday morning? Anyway, I drove 22 straight hours. Okay,
right.
To head to the Memphis of Maine. Okay, I had to be there. You know, I was sponsoring a rescue smokers, and they told me, you know what? If you're not here by 6 o'clock in the morning, and not in line, then you're going to have to turn around and carry all that wood down the steps and everything and haul it in. They're not going to let you come in. So I made it a point, to get there on time. And I drove straight through. I mean, there was a heck of a lot of Red Bull involved in that. But, I got there in time. And then I did the Kansas City thing, too, the American Royale, in October of last year, and basically drove straight through from western Colorado all the way over to western Kansas or eastern Kansas and western Missouri, and that's quite a haul there as well. And then turn around, do a drive, straight on back. And I can see the guys like the Johnny Triggs and a lot of other guys that are sitting there that are doing this week after week after week after week, that are just traveling across the country, all the windshield time that they got, Johnny and Trish, they're one in a million. They really are. I mean, they've got a great relationship, and they spend a lot of time out there on the road. And, we're blessed to be able to, supply them with, as much wood as they need, to hit these competitions up around the country. And, Johnny's a great spokesman for us as well. And I can't thank him and Trish enough for what they've done for helping us. And it goes the same thing with teams like Rescue Smokers, who have gotten us up off the ground. And I've got to acknowledge them and Robbie Royal Rooftop Barbecue as well. Andy Allen out of California, that they've done a lot to help us get involved in here. There's other teams, Backdraft as well out of Colorado. And Backdraft, I mean, if nobody has tried some of their products, I mean, give them a try, okay? They've got some great rubs. They've got some great sauces. Their cherry bomb barbecue sauce is dynamite. And like I said, we've got other products in our store as well that we really push. I mean, Simply Marvelous is another one. We can't advertise on our website, but we can push the product. When people call us, I mean, they got some great products there. But we do have other stuff. Like I said, Oak Ridge and Butchers and Cosmos, Dizzy Pigs, Golden Toads, another one, and Dagos, Sweet Swan of Mine, Sweet Smoke, Plowboys. We have all those inside our store now, because we're basically going from food of wood chunks to food of wood and barbecue supply. And, if you order a box of wood, doesn't matter what size it is, a 10-pound box, you can order any type of other products and get free shipping, okay? And instead of paying, buying a one-pound, bag of injection and turn around and spending $6 on shipping, you'll pay the same price that you can get it from their website, and we'll include free shipping as long as you're buying a box of wood. So you can get your wood and your injections or your rubs too. But that's our way of, going back and helping these guys out as well. They've scratched our backs, we're scratching theirs as well.
Absolutely. Well, and like I said, I know that you've got some great stuff there, because you mentioned a couple of our sponsors earlier, Oak Ridge and Big Ron's Rubs. I mean, they're both big sponsors of ours. And great people, and got great products, and absolutely. I mean, and that's the thing, and that's kind of us. I mean, I had been pretty fortunate. Like I said, I use a lot of oak, and of course, in Texas we have oak, so I've always been kind of lucky on that end of it. And I had an apple orchard that was within about 30 minutes of us that I had been getting wood from, and That is drying up, and I'm gonna have to start buying some more wood from you this next year, because I'm not gonna have the source of apple wood that I've had. And I wholeheartedly believe in apple wood for my chicken and my ribs. It's one of those things that go hand in hand for me, and so we'll have to get together on that, and because I'm going to have to have a reliable supply of apple wood, when you're doing, 18-plus contests a year. You go through a lot of wood. And
yeah, absolutely. And apple wood is one of those that we don't have to worry about running. We've got an orchard here. A gentleman has about 36 acres worth of apple orchards that they're not really doing much with, just because the apple prices have gone down so much. So what we're doing is whenever we call, we say, hey, can you, cut us up a cord and a half of wood or two cords of wood? We'll come and pick it up. And, he's more than happy to do it. And, we take it and, we'll go over there and we'll pick it up a couple of days later. And then we bring it into our facility. And one thing that we do different than some other wood providers do is that once the trees are cut down, we immediately bring the wood into a covered facility. Basically, our facility has, it's enclosed. It's not sitting outside where, the wood can get subjected to the elements. It's inside a climate control building where we constantly have at least about a 65 to 70% humidity rate with about a 62 degree temperature all the time, keeping the wood at its prime condition. Okay. A lot of people, have this thing, well, if it's got bark on it, it's going to be bitter. Well, we agree. Okay, if it has bark on it, it's going to be bitter if that wood is left outside where it's going to be subject to wind and dust blowing into the wood, because everybody knows that if you take a bunch of dirt and you throw it inside your smoker, it's going to smell, it's going to stink. Okay, well, what happens when you have your wood stored outside, it's subjected to the wind, and the wind's blowing and dust is getting thrown in underneath the little pieces of bark and everything, and that's what happens. That's where we believe the bitterness comes from, is by maybe dirt or any kind of other debris blowing in and being forced up underneath the pieces of the bark, and then turn around being cut up and then thrown in a smoker and, causing a foul flavor or causing a bitterness. Whereas when we have the guys that are cutting down the trees, those trees are standing up. If the wind hits it, the wind hits it or whatever, the stuff is washing out, okay, when it's standing up. So those trees are turned around and they're cut, and within probably 24 hours, they're inside our climate control building, okay? They're not being subjected to the wind and the rain and the dust and pollen or whatever else that's out there. So we're keeping it under control, and we don't have a problem with, a bitter bark, flavor. And some people are cutting their bark off because they are storing it outside. And maybe, they don't have a problem with the bitterness. Well, maybe it's because that the wood's being subjected to the elements outside, and maybe it's just drying out. It's not being kept in, a good condition. And, you wouldn't, turn around and throw your meat and let it sit outside, or let it sit out of the refrigerator for, 24, 48 hours. So why would you let your wood, do the same thing, Or you wouldn't let your charcoal sit outside and, let it get rained on, because it's not going to work for you, So we believe that our keeping the product as well conditioned as you can, okay, because you're going to get better results from that. And, another reason why we do is because, once that peach wood dries out, and once that sugar to moisture ratio, once that gets built with a certain percentage, we wind up using it for firewood. And, our neighborhood's going to smell good this year because of the smell of peach wood. But, we'd rather sell that wood and have somebody, winning grand championships off of it. If we can store it in a climate-controlled building, maybe we won't have the 6 or 8 weeks where we didn't have any wood. Okay, and that's one thing that we've done. We've got a larger facility this year where we're going to be able to hopefully, store 15 to 20 cores of wood throughout the year, and be able to have enough wood to last us through, the most important part of the summer, which is, end of July through August. And that's the time of year when we usually run out, because it's been stored not quite the ultimate setting, but now we've got the larger facility. Now we can store it and we can stack probably 10 or 15 cores up inside our facility and not have to worry about it drying out with the 65 68 degrees and 70% humidity levels, and keeping the wood nice and moist and with a lot of sugar and natural flavor left in it.
No, absolutely. Wow, I can't believe. So, how big of a facility do you have to store that much wood?
Well, we've got the square footage right now is 3,500 square feet, but we have a 19-foot ceiling. Okay.
Okay.
So we are able to stack, you know, the wood in boxes on sturdy belts, okay, on pallets, and be able to stack it up high enough and to be able to, you know, store the wood. And as you know, before we didn't have that much room, and you know, we were just running out. And we apologize to the people that that we couldn't get, you know, wood to, you know, during the height of the competition this year. But we're not going to give you something that's not going to work for you, okay? And, you know, there were other things that we came up with, other solutions that worked really well for people on the pork, because that's the main thing the peach works well on is the pork. But now that we have this facility, we can stack, probably six high bins, and each bin, you know, covering a quarter of a cord, so we can get a quarter of a cord stacked in one 4x4x, you know, 3 area. Okay, so it's going to go straight up from there, and you got to figure that if it's, you know, if we got to 36 feet across by 40 foot deep, room to, you know, to store our wood there, plus still be able to work and cut everything up.
Wow. Well, no, that's awesome to be able to leave that in a climate controlled area. You know, I do heating and air conditioning for a living, and it takes a lot of work to keep things like that and, you know, in a certain climate with, you know, what you're talking about with the humidity and stuff that you were keeping. And that's pretty awesome that you're able to do that. And wow. So
well, it's expensive, but you know what? We believe in selling by volume. I mean, some companies will turn around and sell sell a box and make a bunch of money off it, where we'll be leaving selling a box and making a little bit of money off it, but believe in selling more of them to make up for it. Okay. So, what we're doing here, and you know, we've moved into this new facility and we haven't raised our prices. Okay. And that's one thing that we believe in, because we know that we can go out, we can get more wood now, we can store it, we can buy more at one time at a cheaper price. Whereas before we were saying, well, we've only got enough room for this, it was costing us more, okay?
Right.
So the more we can buy, the cheaper it's getting, and we pass up, you know, that savings along to our customers without having to, we've got to pay our mortgage and everything else like that. But you know what? We've done research and said, you know, this is what we can do, and you know, until we prove that we can't do it, then we're going to continue to do it. You know, so as far as keeping our prices, where they're at.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's great. I mean, because that's probably, you know, wood is our, in competition, I mean, that's probably our second biggest expense in cooking, I would say. I mean, you know, most time it's probably your meat first, and then, you know, probably wood next, and then, you know, seasoning, and of course, fuel. But,
yeah.
It does. I mean, to have good quality, you know, good quality wood and, you know, a place to, you know, to be able to get it. And like I said, I mean, with free shipping and stuff like that, I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, you sent me some wood before. I mean, it's great wood. And I kind of got hooked up on your wood from another Texas team, Matt Hansen out of Sweetwater.
Right. Yeah, we sponsored Matt the first year that we started. Yeah. Matt's a great guy, and you know, he's had some success with their wood, and I hear he's still doing well, and he's got a couple little ones now. So I don't know if he's doing as many competitions as he was before, but Matt was another one that helped us out, you know, when we were first getting started, you know, 3 years ago.
Yep.
And I tip my hat to Matt.
No, he is. I mean, yeah, he slowed down a little bit The last couple of years, we see him, you know, we usually see him in a contest or two a year. And, you know, he's always a force to be reckoned with, I mean, because he'll, if you don't watch it, he'll come in there and he'll whip your butt. And great guy. Great to be around. I mean, you know, he'll help anybody out that he can. And, you know, he's just one of those deals. And, you know, like I said, as a matter of fact, I think that's probably the first place I ever seen was your banners, which was him. And I think that was probably the first contest I ever cooked. You know, I thought, wow. And, you know, so, and, you know, he had pretty good success that day. And you know, so, I mean, he leaves those impressions. And, you know, like I said, I had been fortunate, you know, the last, you know, couple of years that I kind of had a supply locally, so it was a little different. But like I said, this coming year, I'm gonna have to see someone like you guys to get good wood, and you know, and that's important to us too. I mean, because you're exactly right about the sugar stuff like that. It makes so much difference when you're cooking, and you know. You know, that's one thing I've always loved about applewood. I mean, you can throw that applewood in there, and I mean, it'll turn heads. I mean, when people start smelling, you know, good, those sugars and stuff get to flowing, and they smell it, they'll start looking around like, man, what is that? And to me, there ain't nothing better smelling than that right there.
Yeah, if you got a good fresh applewood, it's very compatible with the peachwood smell. I'm kind of partial to peach, okay, but I have noticed in the facility we had before, we had a wood stove in there, and we would take and we would go out there. I mean, Colorado, you know where we are in the western stove. We had minus 17 degree days or nights out here, okay.
Yes,
and so when we would go into the facility. You know, it's 20 degrees in there, and we're hooting and hollering and say, yeah, it's 30 degrees warmer in here than it is outside, you know. And so we're in there, and we're throwing wood in the heat stove and trying to get it up to about, you know, 50, 55 degrees, you know. And, you know, we're throwing wood in there, and there was one thing about it. I mean, when we'd run out of peach, we'd throw some apple, you know, chips in there or whatever, just scraps and stuff that we were going to wind up throwing away in a dumpster, you know, that we're going to wind up in the dump. And we would throw that on the wood stove, and we're sitting there going, God, that smells so good, you know. And you're absolutely right. The apple flavor is just, I mean, the apple wood just gives off such a great smell and the aroma that it produces. And, you know, when we moved out of the facility here, we had some of the neighbors that were sitting there that they were telling us when we moved out, and they're going, hey, what happened? We don't smell that smell anymore. We love the smell of that fruit wood, you know, cooking every morning we'd wake up and we'd smell that smell, and it was just awesome to go outside, and you know, even though it's, you know, only 15, 20 degrees outside, you know, we loved, you know, smelling that smell in the air of the apple wood cooking or the fruit wood cooking. And you know, so did we. You know, we loved smelling that, and it just, like I said, it was an awesome smell to smell that. And, you know, it's kind of different because, and that has to do with a lot of the sugars that are inside, that's still left inside the wood, okay? And, you know, I'm not putting down anybody else's product, but, you know, wood that is kiln dried has no moisture, has no sugar residual in it, and that's why some of the bags, let's just say, you know, soak for 20 to 30 minutes prior to smoking. Okay, they're trying to keep that piece of wood from bursting in the flames. Okay, and you don't want it to burst in the flames. You want it to smoke. Okay, so when we have, you know, a moisture content, a very high moisture content, where it's, without giving out too much information of our trade secrets, when it's up, you know, let's say, let's pick a number earlier, let's say it's up around 32% moisture content, as compared to a 2% moisture content on the bagwoods, that 32% moisture content is going to smoke. It's not going to catch on fire. It's not going to burn right away. It's going to do what you need to do, and that's basically, it's going to smoke. It's going to produce a flavor. It's going to get those sugars burning out of the wood. It's going to impermeate the meat, which is going to basically, it's going to caramelize the meat with the sugars on there, and that's where a lot of the flavor is going to come from. And that's why we're different. We basically set the standard. We see other companies out there that are copycatting us, and we're kind of flattered by it. you know. And we're kind of glad. We're glad that other companies are doing the same thing, because we know, you know what, other competition teams, you know, even if they don't use our products, they spend a heck of a lot of money out there, and they need to be able to get a good product, no matter who it's, you know, who it's from, to help them, you know, succeed. And whether it's from us or another company, and if they're mimicking us or if they're following our lead, that's great. We're, you know, we appreciate, you know, we're proud of them, because they're making sure that the, you know, that the competition teams that are out there are producing the best product available, instead of, you know, using some, you know, kiln dried wood that's just not producing the flavor that a naturally dried or a fresh product does.
Right. Well, and like I said, I mean, it's just, you know, it does. It makes such a difference on that end of it. I mean, you can always tell. I mean, you know, and like I said, I mean, you know, when I was going over and you know, getting that fresh wood essentially from, you know, the orchards and stuff where I was at, you know, just not any difference than, you know, what you would, you know, buy in a store a lot of times, you know, and use. I mean, just, I don't know. Whole different level of smell, smoke, and the whole nine yards. I mean, there's nothing better than that. So like you said, I mean, there ain't nothing better than being at a competition late at night or early in the morning, throwing some good fruit wood into a fire and sitting there just smelling that. It's kind of like a, you know, it just kind of makes the day. And you know, will any of your products be available, any of your wood be available at the Royal this year?
What's that?
Will any of your wood be available at the Royal this year?
We're not having anything sent there, unfortunately. You know, we thought about doing that, but the expense and everything of it, and basically being behind, you know, we've got over 100 orders of peach wood that we have to get out, and that's our main focus, is trying to get, you know, the people that have already paid their hard-earned money to get, you know, for wood. And I got to say one more thing. Kudos to these people who put their orders in as many as 6 to 8 weeks ago, that believe in our product, and that we are just now getting their orders shipped out. You know, that's a long time to tie up, you know, their money and waiting for a product, you know, it's, you know, 6 or 8 weeks. But that just goes to show you that people have the confidence in the product, and they know that we're going to give them the best product available. Okay. So with that being said, you know, that's our main focus right now, is getting, you know, our orders taken care of, getting our customers taken care of, rather than going out and you know, rubbing elbows with the people and talking with them. Yes, we are going to miss it this year. Next year, it's on the to-do list, and hopefully we can do that. And, you know, one more thing with the sugar residuals and stuff that we have, last year, there are many teams that will agree with me that we had some cherry wood in that came in with just some astronomical sugar residual left inside of it. And the when we were selling this wood, people were coming back and they're telling you, oh my God, it was like smelling chewing tobacco. It was like putting your nose in a bag of chewing tobacco and smelling the cherry chewing tobacco. That's how fragrant that cherry wood was. And that's basically simply because of the fact that we were able to cut the trees at the right time. We were able to get it stored at the right time. And the sugar residual, the contents that we had were just astronomical. And, you know, we watch those, and there was some peach wood that came in about 3 weeks ago that the sugar content was just so low that, you know, even though it was fresh wood, fresh cut wood, I mean, it had trees, peaches on it, on the trees, you know, probably 3 days before, and we took the sugar content of it, and it was just so low. And I'm sure people have gone out, they've gone to grocery stores, they've maybe grabbed some peaches, or they grabbed some, you know, cherries, or they grab whatever, and they've bitten into them, and they taste them, and they go, oh, there's just no sugar in it. They're just not very sweet. It's kind of blah. The same thing happens to the wood. There's no sugars in it. It's just kind of blah, okay? So when we sent that wood out for, you know, to the ag extension and had it tested, even though everything looked good on it, the sugar content was just so low that, you know, we didn't sell it. You know, we said, no, sorry. We said sorry to the grower. We could have probably pulled in 6 or 8 cord of wood out of that grove, but we said, no, we're not going to do it because it was all or nothing type thing. We had to buy the whole grove, and we knew within 2 or 3 weeks that that grove, that wood wouldn't have been worth a darn, and we weren't going to sacrifice, you know, the quality of the product just for something temporary. Okay, and then turn around and have to, you know, use it for firewood. But you know, there's companies that sit there and they say, hey, you know what, we've got, you know, wood that had peaches on it last week. Well, that's fine. Or had apples on it last week. Well, that's fine. But what's the sugar residual in the wood? Because you can pick an apple off of one tree and it'd be really, really sweet. And you can pick an apple off another tree and it's going, well, there's no flavor in it. And that has to do with the amount of sugar that's inside that tree and how it was brought up in the climate and the conditions that it was in. So that being said, it just, you know, it has to do with, you know, taking the extra amount of effort and the extra amount of money to, you know, have everything, you know, tested. Okay. And, you know, this has become a science for, you know, a lot of the teams out there. And, you know, we're just helping to make sure that they continue to have success by doing, you know, what we feel is necessary to get them the best product.
Wow. So if someone wants to order, you know, I'll say it tonight, if they were like Applewood and they're west of Mississippi, I know that you got some back orders and stuff. How long does it take to get wood right now?
From where we're at, being almost centrally located, I mean, if we were on the other side, if we were on the eastern side of the Rockies, we'd basically be centrally located in the United States. It's usually 3 days, okay, from the time if you ordered on Monday before noon, your order is probably going to be shipped out the same day, and you should get it by Thursday. If you order on the weekend, your order will be shipped out on Monday, and you should get it by Wednesday. But it's 3 days. And the only exception is if you were in southern Florida or you were in the upper Atlantic coast area, like around Maine and that area up and through there, then it's going to be 4 days, okay? But because of our location, it's usually 3 days to anywhere across the United States, and a lot of them, you know, it's 2 days. Like we can get 2 days into Las Vegas or 2 days to California, 2 days up into Montana, Idaho, Washington, anyone within you know, probably 2 to 3 states of Colorado, they're going to get it within 2 days. But after that, it's going to be, you know, 3 days at the most.
Okay. So if I was to order wood tonight, then I could probably see it by Wednesday of this week then?
You could usually, if you're in Texas is another one of those where you can work in at 2 days unless you're down, you know, around Houston or south of Houston, you know, down around, you know, further along the Gulf there, then it might be a 4 day or 3 day thing. But usually you're 2 day out. And one thing about it is that, you know, if you find yourself procrastinating, which we, you know, we get a lot of procrastinators, if you find yourself procrastinating and you need, and believe it or not, there are procrastinators out there in the barbecue competitions field.
I can't imagine
if you find
that.
If you find yourself on Tuesday saying, oh, my God, I haven't ordered my wood, and I need 15 pounds to get me through the competition, or even 30 pounds or whatever to get me through the competition, you give us a call, give us a holler, and we can do a priority mail, which is usually 2 to 3 days. So if you order on Tuesday, you should get it by Thursday, Friday at the latest if you're doing a local competition, but Thursday at the latest if you have to travel on Friday to get to your competition. Even Monday, we can, you know, we can get it to you if you're going to travel for a couple of days. So, you know, we don't mind the procrastinators. We love them because it gives us a little bit of a challenge, and we always love a challenge. So, you know, give us a holler. You know, our phone number is 970-242-3942. Just give us a holler. You know, Monday through Friday, we're open. we're usually there in the shop around 6:30 in the morning until about 5:30 in the evening. Give us a call at that number. If we don't answer the phone, it's because we got saws going or we've got splitters going or we're doing something, and we can't hear the phone ring. Because we do wear hearing plugs and stuff like that, so sometimes prevent us from hearing
sure.
the phones. But just leave a message, say hey, so it is, and we'll call you back within an hour or so, and do what it takes to get your order out. And if you call us at 10 in the morning and we don't call you back till 1 in the afternoon, and you need your order, because you called us at 10 o'clock in the morning, we're going to make sure that order gets out. Okay, if you need it right away. And there's no additional charges. I mean, if you need a special cut, okay, we do what's called a cook shack cut because a lot of people have a cook shack cookers that are basically run off electricity, and they've got a little pan that's more than an inch and a half high by 3 inches wide by about 6 inches deep. We can do a cook shack cut where it's an inch thick, no more than 2 inches of across either direction. And that way you can get it in your cook shack cookers and it'll fit inside the trays. Every order is special to us, no matter what it is. So if you call up and ask us, hey, I need a special order, we might say, no, we don't do special orders because every order is special to us. Okay? But we'll take care of you. And, it's all about customer service to us. And we're gonna do what it takes to, get your product to you and, make you guys happy. And, we have a 100% guarantee. If you're not happy with the product, you can send it back to us, give us a holler, let us know what the problem is. More than likely, we're gonna replace it and at no cost to you. But if it's, very rarely do we get, something that's just kind of like, well, it wasn't what I ordered or, something like that. And, we can tell the people that are trying to, get something for free. Because there are those people that are out there that will, order something and then make up excuses why they didn't like the order. And it's kind of like, okay, you're just trying to get a product for free. We've ran into those. But most of the time, 99% of the time, the people out there are honest with us. And, we're human. We do screw up every now and then. We might send you, cherry wood. And when you ask for wild cherry, and we will replace the order, 100% and send you another order and at no additional charge to you. Because we feel that making the customer happy is the most important in part. It's like I said, it's not about the dollar. It's about making our customers our friends.
Absolutely. Well, and you're talking about procrastinating. And I'm sitting here thinking myself because I really hadn't done anything, and I'll probably place an order tonight. And I didn't know how far y'all were back ordered, but. If I place an order tonight, then I'm probably looking at Tuesday, Wednesday. I should have wood then.
Right, and then the only thing that we're back ordered. I mean, we're still trying to get all the peach orders back. All the back orders on the peach wood done. Okay. Now, if you order apple, cherry, or if you order any of the other 19 varieties other than peach wood that we have in stock, your order is going to be shipped out right away. But if you do order peach wood, it's going to kind of like be put back at the end of the back orders. Okay.
Understand.
And once we get those done, okay, then we'll get the peachwood. So the peachwood is the only one that's basically is being held up. Okay.
Okay.
Because we don't want to ship out somebody that says somebody orders peachwood today. We don't want to ship out their order tomorrow when somebody's been waiting for 4 to 6 weeks for their order. Okay.
Yeah.
It kind of just goes to the back of the order.
Absolutely.
But if you order anything else, it's going to be shipped out the same day, usually.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I don't think I'll
and
be
one thing we do have in stock. Yeah, one thing we do have in stock that was really awesome is we have brought in a pallet of oak bourbon staves, okay? And these came in from Tennessee. They are 7-year-old staves, meaning that the bourbon was inside these bourbon barrels for 7 years, okay? And the bourbon has penetrated inside these oak staves probably 3/4 of the way through the oak wood. And when we cut up these, we start cutting these up into chunks, these staves that are about 3/4, maybe an inch to 3/4 of an inch thick, the smell is literally intoxicating. And we have people walking. It really is. I mean, it's kind of like you can smell the bourbon burning on the saws and stuff. And it's like, oh my God, it smells like a freaking I don't know any way to explain it, but it smells like a a distillery in there, okay, with all the bourbon going. And what we do is we have a bucket sitting up by the in our showroom, and people come up and we just sit there and says, you know, put on the bucket, there's a smell of the wood, all right? And we just say, lift the bucket and put your nose in there and just smell it. And 9 out of 10 times when the people smell that wood, they're going, oh, my God, I want some of that, you know. And the bourbon wood actually does produce a very good flavor on ribs, on pork, as well as on beef, okay? We haven't done it on chicken or anything else yet, but on beef and on the pork, especially the pork ribs and the pork butts, it's doing it's a great flavor, and it doesn't take very much, you know. And basically, it's going for about We sell it to, in the store. We sell for $1.50 a pound. Online, it runs about $2.30 a pound. I think it's a little bit more than that. But you know, a lot of other places we've seen it going for like almost $5 or $6 a pound, including freight. Okay, where we're letting it go for less than $3 a pound, including the shipping charges on it. So we're giving a little less than 50% off on those compared to everybody else. And that's what we do. You know, we don't try to make a mint, you know, off of it. You know, we know what we paid for it, and we say, okay, this is a good profit margin. That's what we're going to ask for. And we look at it and we go, wow, that's 50% less than what everybody else is asking for it. Well, that's fine. You know, that's good. That's, you know, it means that we're contributing to everybody else's, you know, fund to be able to, you know, buy some higher quality meats or higher quality rubs, or, you know, into purchasing a new smoker or something, because they're able to save some money with us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, like I said, it's, you know, all this wood stuff is always interesting, and you've told me a lot tonight, and like I said, I'll be placing an order here shortly to get some wood. So like I said, I'm gonna cook with some of it up at the Royal. I think that's probably a good plan. And,
all right.
You know, I enjoyed you coming on, and you're welcome to come in anytime. If you want to come on, just give me a shout, and
okay.
I'll get you in. And like I said, I mean, if you got anything going on or any promotions or whatever, just holler at me, and we'll get you in. Like I said, we have a show every Sunday night, and we'll do whatever we can do on that end of it for you. I do want to, I'll send you an email and stuff on this kids queue, because I do want to talk to you more about that. I'm trying to get Plainview in on that one, and I know that you've got, you know, lots of requests and stuff, but like I said, if we can get, you know, maybe on that. I know ours is going to be like next May, so, you know, I'm trying to maybe get this handled, you know, early on to where, you know, maybe we're at the top of the list, you know, in that time frame.
Yeah,
and
just give us a call. I mean, that's something that, you know, we definitely believe in. And that's one of the things that we're, I mean, that's on our, on the top of our priority list, is getting more and more kids cues around the country. And just, you know, that's our way of giving back to the barbecue world. I mean, we tried sponsoring teams, and that really didn't work out very well. But I think sponsoring the kids cues and getting kids involved in it, I think that's the best way to give back. And just to let people know that, say, hey, you know what, what the future of a competition barbecue is all about. And, you know, like I said, if there's anybody out there that has a contest, that has a kids' queue, you know, send us an email. I mean, send me an email personally. It's Bert, B-E-R-T, at frutawoodjunks.com. And just give me a little bit of information about when your kids' queue is, the dates, the times, the amount of kids you expect, and the location of it. And more than likely, we'll include you in the sponsorship. You know, we'll send you a banner. We'll send you send the kids $25 gift certificates. Each kid will get a $25 gift certificate for our website. They'll get a free T-shirt. They'll also get the winners of each age category will get a $75 Visa gift card where they can use wherever they want. So there's a lot of expense that goes out on our part, but, you know, we feel that it's going to come back to us tenfold, because the future is going to be there. So, you know, if you know a kid whether it's your own, whether it's your neighbor's kid, whether it's your grandchild or anybody else, get them involved. And we can't say enough about the barbecue world, and they'll understand, you know, why we believe in this so much, because the barbecue family is just a tremendous event or tremendous family to be involved with. Everything that they do throughout the country and everything else, and a lot of the positiveness that comes out of it is the main thing.
Absolutely. Well, Bert, like I said, once again, I know we've met a time or two, and it was a pleasure having you on. And like I said, anything we can do on that
end. I'm sorry I took up all your time.
Oh, no. You did fine. I mean, I kind of had some stuff kind of dropped. But like I said, I mean, you know, a lot of stuff right now with the role and, you know, everything going on. I mean, everybody's busy. And matter of fact, my man Zach, he chimed in here just a little bit ago. He finally got in. Like I said, you know, football season. And, you know, there's just a lot of stuff going on. And it was great to, like I said, you know, holler at you in the last minute, and you were able to do it. And I appreciate you coming on. And like I said, I look forward to you being on more. And, like I said, if there's anything we can do for you on that end of it, we'll sure do it. And, it's at Sunday night, 7 o'clock. Call in, listen in. You're more than welcome anytime. And
all right.
Like I said, so you have a good night, sir. You know, like I said, you're more than welcome to listen in to the rest of it, and we'll go from there. I appreciate it.
All right. All right. Thanks for being on, and God bless everyone.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Well, we've got, I think Zach's in the house now. We'll get him on here with Pitmaster Depot, and we'll get him on here, and we'll start talking a little bit. Hold on just a minute. 863-661-3966, you're live.
Lance, how you doing, Zach, from Pitmaster Depot?
Hey, man, how are you?
Good. How about yourself? First of all, congratulations on your walks. I seen you got yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a good day. You know, it's one of those deals that, man, we weren't going to, I was going to take the weekend off and, get stuff done to go to the Royal stuff. And then my wife told me she was having some kind of a Simply Tasteful or some kind of party on Friday night that, you know, I needed to be lost for a while. And I thought, well, heck, I mean, you know, there's a cook-off within like 60 miles of where I live. So I was like, okay, I guess I will be lost. I'll be home tomorrow night.
Sounds
and,
like a plan to me.
It's a good deal. Yeah, it was a good deal. I mean, we hit a little bit, man. We got down there at 8 o'clock at night. Of course, it's one of those deals. Kudos to Raider Red Meats. I mean, man, I was able to call Tate and say, hey, man, I've got to do a contest. And I kind of last minute deal. And he's like, I'll fix you up. And, picked me up with some ribeyes, and cause they had a steak cook off, and then brisket and ribs and stuff. And I mean, man, we got over there about 8 o'clock that night, and it was pouring rain. And ribeye turned in was like at 9:30, and I thought I didn't have a fire started at that time. And I thought, well, this is gonna get interesting tonight. So we had a good time, and we got lucky. We had a few good calls, and it was a tight race. I think 3 or 4 points separated us between us and Grand. So, it was just one of those days. So, we enjoyed it. And
look good.
So what you got going on? I know that you sent me a message and. You got some stuff going on, and
I'm working on some things right now. October, I know it's barbecue season down here in Florida. I know it's barbecue season everywhere else. You know, everybody's like end of the year, and I figure, you know what? October, I think we're just gonna have a great online sale. We have Blue Hogs sauce in the store now. Blue Hogs Rub. We have Meat Mitch. We have Butchers. We have Cosmos. We have Three Eyes. We have pretty much about everything everybody uses, and we're just going to have a big sale. About 90% of our inventory is going to be on sale this coming October 1st to the end of the month.
Okay. So for the entire, okay. Well,
yep,
we've got one more day left of the month for the free shipping if you spend $49.99.
We're going to continue that with October also. If you spend over $50, we're going to do the free shipping also on the website. We figure that, it's barbecue season. We're here to help everybody get their products. That's the reason why we started this business, to help other people get their products in a cheaper formation. And we want to be able to help everybody out.
Absolutely, man. Well, like I said, you do a good job. I mean, man, I order stuff, and I mean, it shows up quick. I'll say that. I had some stuff that day that I thought was going to be another day, and I come in the other day, and it was sitting here at lunchtime. And I thought, man, I wasn't supposed to be here until like the next day, and it was already here, and I thought, you can't ask much more than that, buddy. And,
That's good.
You know, I've been trying to get stuff in and trying to, you know, get all my ducks in a row. You know how it is when you're trying to get geared up for a contest, and
right.
You know, us doing this royal deal, I've been, you know, man, you know, cooking two contests on a weekend like that, just trying to make sure you've got enough product and you know, everything, and it's just kind of daunting, you know, because, you know, you don't normally do two Kansas City type cooks in 2 days, you know, most weekends, so it's like you got to double order everything that you're doing. And, you know, and then, you know, it's like we were talking about earlier, you know, we compounded it because, like I said, we're going to turn right around and head to the IBCA championship 4 days after we get home from the Royal. So, you know, I'm sitting there trying to figure out, you know, what I'm going to need for, like, the next 3 weeks here for competition. And I'm still not sure that I've got everything that I need.
That's it, yeah, you know, be prepared.
But, you know, it is, I mean, it's tough deal, and, I mean, I know you guys have been, y'all been doing a little cooking, and y'all had a couple of classes here lately.
Yep.
And we had some good turnouts.
Yep, we started doing cooking classes at the shop. We did a pork class with Jim Elser down here in Florida. He did a pork class. And then we had a brisket class taught by Jay. And then we're having a rib class next October 19th and 20th. We're going to do it on 2 days this week, that weekend, because we had a lot of people saying, hey, I got to work Saturday, we could do Sunday. So we had a lot of demands for a 2 days class, so we're going to go ahead and do that.
Good deal, man, good deal. Well, no, I mean... yeah, I mean, y'all had that going on, and it looks good. And like I said, I've seen some pictures and stuff like that. Looks like you had a good turnout. Actually, looks like you had guys actually taking notes, paying attention. And
yeah, we have a couple
envious,
judges
but, you know,
that
I'm,
came
I'm,
in there too.
I'm not the kind of guy. You know, yeah. I'm terrible about taking notes. And you know, I'm sitting there looking at those guys. I mean, they had a pretty good level of concentration, and. You know, kind of a funny story. I had to take a certification test. Well, actually, it was a certification a few years ago. I do a lot of energy management stuff. And I had to spend a week in a class. And like I said, I'm one of the people that I'll sit there and I'll listen, and I get more from just listening than I will over writing. And we got to the certification part of it, and the test was like a 6 or 7 hour test. And there was something that, you know, I'd forgotten, or I couldn't remember. The instructor come over and he's like, well, you know, we talked about it, it was in notes. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, you know, it seems like I've, you know, it's one of the few things, you know, I kind of do shorthand. I wrote down, but I was like, I can't find it. He said, well, where are your notes at? And I'll never forget, over to my dad, and he looked at me and said, that's all you took for the entire week. Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
And he said, well, there it is. He said, there's no. I said, well, by golly, that is what I was looking for. And, you know, I ended up like a 94, 96 on the test. And I thought he was going to fall over. He gave me a lot of crap over it. but I'm just not a note taker. And, you know, cooking and stuff, I do spreadsheets and all that into it on my end of it. For me to sit in a class and take notes, it about kills me. So, like I said, those guys, man, they look like they were really concentrating on that and looked like a really good deal. So, and man, you guys are getting a lot of products and all that in there. I mean,
yeah, we got pretty much. We went out, got a lot of products. Now we just got Smoky Mountain Smokers. They're out of Tennessee. They have disposable cutting boards. We just put those online. Those things are great. I know, like you said, if you're traveling and you need a cutting board, you get these cutting boards for a box of 30 of them for like $35, and they're just throwaway disposable cutting boards.
Right. Yes, you know, and I've looked at those multiple times. I'm glad you guys are doing that because I'm gonna have to order some of those because, you know,
oh,
I
awesome.
Kick myself every time when I'm at home cleaning cutting boards and scraping the funk off of them from cook-offs and stuff because, you know, it just how it is. And, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, man, it'd be so much easier if I could just chunk it when I'm done.
Yeah. I mean, I'll buy a box of 30 of them. That's less than $1 a piece for $35. And I can just throw away. Like, we're plans right now to go out to Vegas. Like, I told you, we're going out to the World Food Championship. And
right.
We're thinking about, okay, what all we need. And I said, well, we can just take a box of these cutting boards out there and just throw them away.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that's what I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about because, you know, I cook a lot of IBJ. So, I mean, you know, essentially we slice ribs and we slice brisket. You know, that's really what I need, you know, for the most part, cutting boards for. You know, when I'm at home, you know, I'll prep my chicken and,
right.
You know, and then, of course, I guess, you know, you trim your brisket and trim your ribs. So, you know, in an IBJ contest for me, you're probably talking about 4 cutting boards at a competition. And so if you got 30, I mean, you know, that's 7, you know, that's 7 competitions that you could cook and not have to clean up cutting boards. I'm really liking this idea.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds great to
I
me.
Mean, that's huge. Yeah, I mean, you think about that. I mean, over the time, I mean, the soap and, I mean, just your time alone that you spend cleaning the bag of things. And,
yeah,
exactly. You know, it's just a pain in the butt. And, hey,
and
I don't know
a,
you about convincing me on that deal.
Yeah, they have a great sauce, too. Their original sauce is kind of like a Kansas City style. Kansas City style sauce. We went out and got some more product, Budmeister's. It's a guy over here in Florida. He's doing very well. He's just got his grand champion in Lake City 2 weeks ago. And we got here all his rubs. We got his chicken rub, his brisket rub, his pork rub. We have all the selections at the store. I used it personally, and I think it's good. We also went out and got a lot of local people, too, like local sauces over here. We went out and got the Pit Barrel Cooker. Have you seen those?
No, I don't guess
like
I've seen
that.
It's
like a drum cooker.
Oh, yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah, it's like a 30-gallon drum. It's got rebar over the top, and what it does is hangs the meat over the hooks. Talked to Noah, the owner of Pit Barrel Cookers, and he's done very well with the product over west, out west, and we decided to bring it over here on the east side and see what we can do with it. And we tried it out a couple of times, and it'll cook a brisket in 6 hours, like nothing. If you like a fast-cooked brisket, that's the way to go. 6 hours, it hangs up on the meat vertically, and you can put your chicken on there, you can hang your ribs. Very nice smokers.
Huh. I'll be dang. Well, you know,
yeah.
How, you know, people, you know, did bacon and stuff like that for, you know, years. Sausage. I mean, you know, most of that stuff is hung when you smoke it and cook
right.
it and stuff like that. And, you know, I mean, why not? I mean, why not hang a brisket? I mean, Huh. Oh, dang. I hadn't thought about that, really. And, you know, of course, you gain, I guess, in a lot of ways. I mean, if you do that, I mean, you gain room in there, too. I mean, because you've got the depth that you can put more in that, you know, in a 30-gallon drum. I mean, you could put more in there. You could probably put, what, two or three briskets in that?
Yeah, it's a direct heat. Cook probably about three briskets in there. I like them pretty much. We tried it the other day. It came out good. And also we have the Southern Burnt Smokers. We have all the models now. We have the Back Porch. We have the Grand Champion. And we're just trying to get things done. Online, so I've been kicking in very well. It's free shipping, man. I've been busy.
Well, that's good. That's what we want to hear.
So,
that's
all right.
All of y'all are busy.
Yeah, we're trying to stay busy. We're just glad to help everybody out. So that's the last guy you had on. He was selling wood.
Yes. That's Fruit of Wood Chunks. Fruit of Wood, Colorado. And he's got some good wood and stuff like that. You know,
well, I like this comment here. It's like, look, I'm not here to make the money. I'm here to help the customer. It's all about customer service. And that's the way we feel, too. We're not here to make a bunch of money. We're here to bring out the customer service. And that's what it's all about, bring out the customer service to everybody.
Well, absolutely, yes. You know, you got to pay the bills and stuff like that. But, I mean, and like I said, I mean, y'all did a great job of that. I mean, you know, like I said, I mean, you guys have taken care of me for a good while now. I mean, you know, since you guys kind of went into business and, you know, we got talking, I mean, y'all become a great sponsor of ours. But, I mean, you know, not only that, I mean, even before we were doing that, I mean, you know, call you and order something up. And, I mean, you know, we had it. And, I mean, you can't ask more from that. I mean, that's just, you know, when you can communicate, you know, with service people and stuff like that, I mean, you know, and that's something to me is huge. I mean, if I can email somebody or I can pick up the phone and I can call them, and you get a live person that answers the phone
and helps
you do what you need to do. And, you know.
No 1-800 number. You call our direct lines. We got our cell phones on the website. If you need problems, you give me a call. I'll get it solved for you. You can call the shop. We have a shop manager that works there all the time. And if you have any problems, he'll take care of it for you. And,
that's it. And well, and I'll give a perfect example to everybody because, you know, we had a situation. And I guess I'll give up a little bit of secret here. I used some Daggle sauces. And, you know, I placed an order. You sent me a text, I guess a message back over Facebook within a few hours and said, you know, hey, man, we're out of that. And, you know, What can we do? And I was like, you know, oh, man, you know, of course, you know, it kind of went back to that procrastination deal. I'd kind of waited until the last minute on my end of it. And, man, I'm sitting there going, oh, man, well, I screwed up. And you're like, you know, hey, I'll tell you what I can do. Let me call Ted Daggle. And to Ted, too, on that end of it, you know, you're like, let me call him and see if he'll just ship it to you directly. And sure enough, you shipped me some products of some other stuff I'd ordered. Matter of fact, I think it was Texas pepper jelly. You sent it to me, and I think within the same day, I received the stuff from Ted. And, you know, you can't get that kind of service in most places. And, I mean, for you to call Ted and say, hey, man, you know, I've got a customer needs this, you know, what can you do? And, I mean, same thing with Ted. I mean, he dropped, you know, did what he needed to do to get it to me. And, I mean, that's huge. And then that's what people need to know. I mean, those are the kind of things that you guys do to set you apart from a lot of these big companies, stuff like that. I mean, you're a number. And, you know, that's a huge thing. And that was one of the things that really made me a true believer in you guys. Because you went out of your way to take care of that for me, and I appreciated it very much. So,
hey, no problem, Les. We're glad we can help you out.
You know, and so I try not to procrastinate so much anymore. But you know how it is. I mean, you get busy and you forget things. And I mean, you know, you're sitting there and you're going through all your stuff, and it's the last minute. You're going, oh crap, I forgot to get that, or I was going to do that. And, you know, we're still, you know, unfortunately, we're still pretty much rural America where we live. So, you know, you just don't run, you know, down to the local store and pick a lot of this stuff up. I mean, you know, we do have one company in Lubbock. I mean, he does a great job. I mean, he tries to keep, you know, what he can. But, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, there's still that end of it. And you guys play a huge role in that. You know, be able to call you guys and say, hey, I need this, and I've got it. Of course, you carry some of the stuff that some of my sponsors, like Oak Ridge, stuff like that, and, I mean, that's huge, too. You know, sometimes if, you know, Trump's out of town or something like that, and you know, you guys can fix me up. And, you know, that's just huge. So, no, y'all did a great job. I think y'all are going to make a great business out of that.
Right. And like I said before, you know, it's all about customer service. You know, that's what we do, where we can do to help everybody out.
Well, like I said, y'all do a great job. And, I mean, everybody needs to know that. I mean, Pitmaster Depot, Jay and Zach, I mean, you guys are the, you know, if you need something. And, you know, like I said, I really don't care where you live because, you know, y'all are in Florida. I live in Texas, West Texas. I mean, we're 60 miles from New Mexico. So, you know, we're on the far end of West Texas. And in 2 to 3 days, I always have product. I mean.
Right. And I think the shipping, it's like $10 or something like that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. And, I mean, that's the deal. I mean, you can't get that anywhere else. To get that, and, you know, of course, I think everything's kind of changed. So I've been noticing a lot of this stuff is going to, like, a two-day priority through the post office. And y'all usually ship a lot of postal service into that. And so same thing. I mean, essentially you're getting, I know in a lot of cases now, you're getting two-day shipping for $10. That's that's pretty hard to beat.
I had one guy call me up, and he was like, you know, he want to order some 3-Eye hamster, and it costs like $8 online. He's like, dude, the other company wants to charge me $14 shipping for it. I was like, look, this is what I can do for you. And I think it was $8 for the canister, $8 shipping. I said, just go ahead and order two canisters to be better off. And then you'll pay only $10 for shipping. And he's like, okay, sounds great.
Well, I mean, that's it. I mean, you know, I mean, that's huge. And I mean, you know, because like I said, I mean, I've seen stuff, you know, on that end of it. You know, it's expensive. And I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, even like a $5 bottle of, you know, rub at a lot of places, I mean, you pay $8 to $10 for that one little bottle of it. And you sit there and you think, good Lord, you know? I mean, like I said, that's a big deal. And I mean, you guys are, like I said, even being over there, you know, I'm completely on the other side of the world in a lot of ways to you guys. And I mean, you know, having product in 2 to 3 days, I mean, just what you said, I mean, $10. I mean, you know, I ordered some Tangle sauce, I guess it was this week. I ordered some Dagle sauce, and I mean, I had it by Tuesday or Wednesday. I had it, and you know, and I, like I said, it was a day early. I wasn't even expecting. I come home at lunch, and it was sitting here, and I was like, "Man, that's not even prepared till tomorrow." So you know, that's great. And, you know, especially like when you do these little last minute cooks, and you know, your product's all here already. It's like, hey. This is going to be a good day.
That's right.
So, but, yeah, I mean, then you said you're doing the Blue Hog deal. And,
right.
You know, that's a huge thing. And
yeah, I think we're going to drop Blue Hog $1 off each bottle of sauce. And then we're going to drop Meet Mitch is already on sale right now. I have it on sale already on the website. And we have Three Eyes on sale. We have Cosmo on sale. We have Butchers on sale. We're going to have Cimarron Dogs on sale. We're going to have Bloodmeisters on sale. We're going to have pretty much 90% of our inventory. We'll have the Cutting Boards on sale. And we'll see what happens. It's barbecue season. We're here to help everybody out.
Well, absolutely. Now, like I said, y'all did a great job, and that's great. So, have you been doing any competing?
I have. My team, Big Time Barbecue, we finally got our first grand champion a couple weekends ago.
Man, that's great. You know, that's you know, when that happens right there, you know, I have one grand under my belt, but that is, there is no feeling like that first grand. And you know what I'm talking about. I mean, you've been there now, and I mean, it's like,
a good friend of mine helped me out. Joel Van from Good Buddies came aboard for a little bit. He's been helping me out, and we finally got our first grand champion as a couple weekends ago at this organization here in Lakeland, Kid Pack organization on the FPA.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I mean, it's full of deals. I mean, you know, I know when I got mine. I mean, I was almost in denial. I mean, you know, it was one of those days that, you know, my deal was, you know, we had a good cook, but I mean, you know, I didn't feel like it was the best food I had put out there. And, but, you know, you end up on the right table that day, and, you know, it all just kind of goes to click, and it's funny about those things like that. And, you know, when it all, when it all come, I mean, it's just surreal because, I mean, you're sitting there thinking, you know, I know our deal, we were like up against 65 teams, and it's like, you know, when it all happened, it all come down to it. I was like, you know, I had a big level of denial to it, and I thought, man, I cannot believe, and I was humbled, you know, when it happened. And, you know, and now, you know, you're chasing it, and it's like, oh, man, you know, where's the next one at? And, you know, it's like this weekend. I mean, we were right there. We were right there this weekend, and you know, chicken cost us this weekend. I don't know why, but. It was one of those things. I mean, you know, we had a seventh in chicken. I mean, we had a third in brisket, a second in ribs. And, you know, I thought we had a really good chicken. Matter of fact, I was more confident in our chicken than I was anything else. And it just goes to show, I mean, that's where it usually goes. You know, I thought that would have been our key this weekend. And, you know, for whatever reason, the judges, you know, didn't care for it as much, I guess. You know, it's one thing. So,
right.
You know, but there were a couple of good guys. I mean, Donnie Hill, ma'am. I mean, John Malcolm, and was grand on ours. And Donnie Hill, which is a man, I'll have to say this to you. We've got a guy that I think he's cooked 5 contests now, and he just started out this year. And I think he's got a grand and 2 reserves now. And he's a great guy.
Wow.
You'll never meet anybody friendlier. And, you know, just nice guy in the world. But that guy, he'll kick your butt every time I've gone up against him. I don't think I've beat him yet. And we've cooked probably 3 or 4 of the contests together now. And, man, he's tough. So, you know, it's one of those deals. I mean, he's got a – matter of fact, we tasted his brisket yesterday, and I've never tasted a brisket like this. And, I mean, this brisket was just outside. Matter of fact, me and the Panhandle Pit president of IBCA, we were there, and we broke a piece apart, and we both took a bite, and we looked at each other like, wow. Where did that come from? And
right.
It was like nothing like I've ever tasted. Just it was crazy. So, man, that's good. I mean, so when's your next competition?
We're going to go a couple of weeks. We got a competition here in Florida, FBA, Mulberry. It's probably like 15 minutes away from us. So we're going to go ahead and do that one. And then we got Pigs Fly South, KCBS. And then we have Pig Jam, Plant City, KCBS. And then I think that's it. We're going to take a little break in December and get ready for Pig Fest in Lakeland.
There you go. Well,
I tell you what, Lance, if you come down for Pig Fest, that's a big one. That's huge.
When is that?
It's January 25th to 26th.
Man, I'd love to come forward to that time of year.
Yeah. Man, I'm telling you, if you come down there and cooking that one, I'll make sure you have a place to stay and everything. And that's a good competition right there. We have teams come from South Dakota, always from South Dakota, always from California, come over here and compete in that competition.
Really? Wow.
Yep.
Well, I'll have to look into this. You know, I'll have some vacation time after the first year, and I'm sure my wife and daughter, they probably wouldn't be opposed to showing up in Florida.
Yeah. We got the beaches down here, so.
Yeah. No. Man, well, I think about that. Well, work something out on that end of it, you know.
Sounds good.
I got to get through. Man, this next few weeks is going to be just murder. And once I get through this next few weeks, I guess, you know, of course, we'll kind of slow down. First of November, we'll be, most likely, the first week of November will probably be our last contest for the year, this year. Of course, I mean, if we do everything that we've got on the book right now, that's still going to put us in like 22, 23 contests this year. So, I mean, you know, overall, I mean, that's still been a busy year and you know, it'd be kind of wild, you know, it's like today, you know, I knew, I don't know if you've seen the post earlier, Lene Oxley and I had been talking back and forth here and there because they were coming through Texas. And so we talked the other day, and I said, well, you know, I said, we might go do this contest. Well, I won't be there till, you know, I may not pass through Texas till Sunday. I said, well, okay. And so that was kind of last we had. And so it was kind of funny. Right before lunch today, she sent me a message, said, hey, call me. And everybody thinks we live in Lubbock because Plainview is so small, everything on Facebook that you just shows Lubbock, Texas. And she called me and she said, hey, we're in some little town called Plainview, headed to Lubbock. And, you know, you want to hook up and go have lunch or something. And I was like, you're in Plainview? She said, yes. And I said, well, I live in Plainview. Well, I thought you lived in Lubbock. I said, well, that's just what everything says. And she said, well, we just passed the exit. I said, well, turn around. I said, I'll meet you in about 10 minutes. So we went over and had lunch together and you know, had a good time. And they were headed to Austin today. And, you know, got to pick a brain of a man, you know, just, you know, a cook right now that's, you know, hot out there. That he had a lot of good little insights, stuff like that. Very friendly. Just had a good time. And, you know, like I said, it's been a good weekend. I mean, we did good competing. And we've had, you know, good people show up. And, you know, I guess you can't ask much for that. Heck, we're fixing to be at the Royal this week. So, I don't know. It's just, man, it's just kind of a whirlwind here lately. So,
right. Well, good luck this week at the Royal.
Well, we're gonna give them our best shot, and you know, like I said, you know, we'll have our banner up, and you know, we'll be representing, and you know, hopefully that'll promote some more business the y'all's way, and you know, look forward to kind of pushing it, and you know, anything we can do on our end of it, we'll do.
Right.
So, you know. Like I said, y'all have got a great deal, and like I said, you've been great to to us and our team and our radio show, and I look forward to doing more stuff with you guys. And you know, I appreciate you coming on, and just let me know whatever else we can do for you. We'll sure do.
Sounds good. Sounds good, Lance.
Well, hey, I guess we made it through another episode. and another Sunday night, and knock on wood, we hadn't missed one yet. We're going to do, just so you know, we're going to do a Friday Night Lights with Barbecue Tube Shirts on Friday at the Royal. We're going to go live. I was looking today. I guess we're on the media circuit up there, so the media's going to come by us about 5:15, 5:20 on Friday, so we may have to schedule a little later. But Frank Cox and I, SmokeBuilders.com, you know, he does a radio show now on Thursday nights. Great guy, and they talk a lot about, you know, building pits and that end of it. Him and I are going to get together, and we're going to go around. We're going to do a little live show for about an hour up there. So if you get a chance, listen in. And we'll try to post some links and stuff like that. And then the way it's looking at right now, we'll probably have my show live at the Royal on Sunday night. So
nice.
Maybe I'll drag some people in. And the ones that are still vertical and still living after the two-day marathon that we're going to go through here. And we'll have a good time.
Sounds good, man.
Well, thanks, Zach, for calling in, and I appreciate it.
Anytime.
If you want to throw out your information there one more time and let everybody know what's going on.
You can go to Pitmasters Depot, www.pitmastersdepot.com. You can call the shop, 813-480-3305. And if you got any questions, you can go on the site, you can call my cell phone number or Jay's cell phone number, and we'll be happy to help you out. Like I said, again, we're going to have our free shipping. Any orders are $50 be free shipping. And we're going to have probably pretty much a whole inventory on sale the whole month of October. So check it out, guys, and let us know what we can do. If we got any feedback, good or bad, just give us a call. And that way, where we can do to make it better for everybody. That's what we want to know.
Great. Thank you, Zach. And I guess I'm going to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors or anything, but I appreciate you coming on. And y'all have a great week. And, you know, we'll talk soon, buddy.
All right, Lance. We'll take it easy, all right?
All right, you too.
Let me know about Pig Fest. You want to come down here to Lakeland? It's huge.
Okay. Let me see what we can do on that. We'll talk. All right. Thank you, Zach.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
All right. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure again. Another episode of the West Texas Pitmaster Barbecue Show on Sunday nights, Barbecue Tube Stars. And I want to give a shout-out to all of our sponsors. Number one, foremost, Daryl Mass with Barbecue Tube Stars for allowing us to have a show and giving us the time to do it. And hats off to him. Appreciate it very much. Pitmaster Depot, just like you just heard from Zach, he's got some great things going on, some sales stuff going on during October. Check them out. Like I said, the free shipping, any $50 orders or more, he's going to ship stuff free for the month of October also. So give Zach and them a holler. Texas Web and Graphics, y'all see some pictures here this next week from the Royal. We've got a new banner that we're going to be displaying. It's going to have our show and everything on it, too. So y'all just hang out, and we'll have that up on this weekend at the Royal. We're going to kind of showcase it there. And so give Paul Lawrence and them guys a call if you need any web work done or business cards, banners. Man, they do a great job. Oak Ridge Barbecue, Mike Trump. As a matter of fact, he'll be at the Royal, I know, on Friday or so. So anybody going out there, if you have a chance, talk to Mike. He was on last weekend. Man's got a wealth of knowledge and rubs and stuff like that. It's great to talk to. And like I said, he's a great sponsor of ours. 82's Barbecue. Man, it's got some really good barbecue sauces out there. You guys hit him up, Jason Adam. I mean, you can find him on Facebook, so like that. I mean, it's got great stuff. Give him a shout. Big Ron's Rugs. He's got some killer beef injections and stuff out there, too. I mean, so give him a shout-out, and, you know, he'll take care of you. Jennifer and Brandon Spaulding, another big sponsor of ours. They've done a lot for us this year. I'm going to give a shout-out to them and thank them for very much for everything that they do for us. You know, great people. Grill Greats, Brad Barrett. Hey, if you guys need to grill steaks or, you know, really anything, I mean, want that infrared and great sear mark stuff. I mean, like I said, this weekend we got a third place in ribeyes. We were using his grill grates. Great products. Give Brad a holler. Meat Rake. Same thing. You need to pull your pork or you need to shred beef or, you know, just about anything on that end of it. Give a little Spider a holler. He's got great stuff. You can find him on Facebook or, you know, online, you know, meatrake.com. And so just want to thank everybody out there. Another big one for us, Raider Red Meats. Has off Tate and them down at Texas Tech. Man, takes care of us and meat, stuff like that. So give them a holler, RaiderRedMeats.com. You can also find them on Facebook. And if you need some competition meat, stuff like that, they're fixing to have an online store here in the next few weeks, actually. Give them a shout. And like I said, they got great product. So, guys, once again, it was great to have everybody. And thanks to Bert over at Fruit of Woods, talking a little bit about wood and smoke and stuff like that tonight. Had a wealth of information. We appreciate them coming on. And then Zach with Pitmaster Depot. Everybody have a great week. And we'll see everybody Friday at the Royal. Good night.